County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, I-95 Toyota, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Harold Webster.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, and by I-95 Toyota. And now, joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, Harold.
How you doing, Bradley?
Good. An off week, so we got a little time.
Well, this past Friday night, Brunswick High, another 6A school. And we had to go to Glenn County Stadium again. A rainy night. We played between the showers in the mud. It was cooler, though.
It was, and that helped us, too, with the depth not being so hot, so we didn't cramp up near as bad.
Yep. Well, the Buccaneers came out on the short end of the score, 21-6, went in at halftime, down 21-0, and then they shut out Brunswick High in the second half, and we were the only ones to score in the second half. So, looking at that way, we went 1-1 against them. So.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, right now, we're 0-2 against two really good 6A opponents, Glenn and Brunswick. And, in the Brunswick game, we definitely got better in the second half. That's the best ball we've played since I've been back on either side, really. We were moving the ball against some quality Division I opponents, across the other side. So I was really happy about that. And we outgained Brunswick, I think, 127 to 117 in yardage in the second half.
Yeah, the run game improved. The penalties went down. Turnovers went down.
We did. I called a pretty vanilla game just to get our kids focused on what we were doing. I kept minimal risk. We didn't put the ball in the air much. Ran a lot of things. The kids were confident in it. So we won the turnover battle. And we've got to get our play action game going. But I didn't really want to show a ton of it until we got into single A play. So once that's revealed, everybody's got it then. So we got to be careful with it.
Now, one thing I noticed when we're playing Brunswick High, they have a lot of speed in their skilled positions. Their wide receivers were fast. They had running backs that ran very hard and were very quick. The quarterback was very elusive and had a strong arm. But their linemen, my goodness, they were big.
Yeah, they've got five Division I offers on the line. They've got the big commit to LSU, the big commit to Georgia Southern. And then a younger kid, I think he said that was South Carolina. So they have some really good ball players. They've got a good football team. I look for them to be pretty good this year.
Well, they do. That quarterback was very elusive, and he had a strong arm. And two of his touchdown passes were just right on the money.
Yeah.
One of them was well covered, and then he threw another pass that the receiver, thanks to a good defensive play, got knocked away at the last second, or that would have been another touchdown. But
yeah, they definitely threw the ball pretty well. I don't think his quarterback reads the offense as well as the Mountain kid, Anthony Mountain, did last year.
Yeah.
But the kid has had a lot of talent, and I really thought that he improved from the Pierce County game to our game. So I think Coach Pender's got a kid he can work with. It looked like he's going to get better each ball game. So, he hit us. It's 14-0. The first two drives were pretty legit. They drove it down our throat. It was tough. But right before the half, we got in a bad coverage and they had a deep ball on us. And that was really the only gift we gave them was that 21-0. That last score.
Yeah.
That spot. So other than that, we played pretty well defensively. We wanted them to drive the field, and that's kind of what we did.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I noticed on offense for us, Trent Jones was running the ball well. Crosby was running the ball well.
Yeah.
We were putting some licks on those guys. Johnson was running over some of those guys. It was you could tell the two teams didn't like each other a lot. Of course,
yeah,
Cross,
they played each other hard.
When you play that team across the river, it always generates a good rivalry. You want to talk a little bit about the middle school and the JV teams, because they both went out last week and won their first games, and that's you know, we don't hear a lot about those guys. You want to talk a few minutes about them?
Yeah, our middle school hasn't won a ball game in a while. Last year when I came in, I guess I just wasn't a good enough coach to fix both programs at one time. So, you know, we got the high school on track, and this year I need to get the middle school on track. So we brought the middle school over. They practice with the high school coaches. They don't practice with the high school players themselves, but they practice with the high school coaches, which is a big deal. They're getting quality coaching, you know, all day long while they're there. So we beat Arthur Williams the other night. Really good team out of Wayne County. We've been 36-28.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of points out of the league.
It is.
So a little quarterback, I'm going to brag on him a little bit. He was one of the first middle schoolers to buy in. His name is Neo West. He came up and he's been there about every day this summer since June the 8th. And then, man, he ran that offense like he'd been a four-year veteran. So he looked great at it. So that was a big win for our coaching staff. And both these games, Harold, were on the same day, Thursday. And yeah, that's with football all over McIntosh County. Then over at the high school, we're playing a humongous Richmond Hill team. And Richmond Hill scored the opening drive. And I thought this is going to be a long game. We may be a little outmatched, but our kids responded. And when the buzzer sounded, we had won the ballgame 22-14 behind a really strong running attack and a defense that was really led by Lake Linton, the middle linebacker. He plays right now. He's a younger player behind Miles Wood, but he called the defense really well. And, man, he was fun to watch.
That's great. I mean, Richmond Hill has quite a program up there with their varsity, and you know that the JV is going to fall right in line, so that's quite an accomplishment taking on a much bigger school JV and beating them.
Yeah, that was a rare treat. We got to play. We did some good things. Kids lined up really sound on the defense, and offensively, we did our thing. We threw a little bit of play action a time or two. The rest of the time, we. You know, we were a downhill run team, and I could tell they weren't used to that. They were used to a spread, softer type team, so that was different for Richmond Hill, too.
We'll talk about the downhill running attack for the varsity. It looks like in the Brunswick High game, we had a little success getting outside to start with, but then Brunswick really shut it down. But when you were running up the middle, that's where you had your most success, especially on that counter play. And just a straight dive with your running backs.
Yeah, we started running some different zone concepts and some power sweeps off the jet look.
Yeah.
So they thought it was the jet sweep, but it was actually an inside power game. Those things really went well. We called a lot of the same plays over and over to make sure we knew what we were doing and ran the plays well. So it was a pretty vanilla game. We controlled the clock, controlled the tempo, you know, where we wanted to be. So. In single A ball, when we get to our competition, that's going to be devastating to some teams.
Okay. Well, Coach, we're going to have to take a break here for commercials in just a second. But when we come back, let's talk about our linemen, okay? So there's more to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Joint problems don't just cause pain. They can also cause you to miss out on the things that matter most. Luckily, there's Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our team of board-certified orthopedic surgeons and physicians perform more than 2,000 joint procedures every year. We'll create a custom plan just for you using the latest treatments and technology, including Mako Robotic Arm-Assisted Surgery. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coach's Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Cunningham Jewelers. All right, Coach. At the beginning here, we've talked about the Brunswick High game, and we talked a little bit about the the middle school and the JV football programs and their big wins. Let's talk a little bit about your offensive line.
All right, that's an easy one. Those guys are sometimes the most fun to coach. They're not selfish. They don't want any glory. They block, and you know, somebody else gets their name in the paper for scoring 19 touchdowns, and they're the guys largely responsible for it. So they're a fun group. That group is led by senior Azavon Lawton. He's a college prospect. He's playing right tackle for us right now. He's around 6'2", 285 pounds, very powerful. He's fun to watch play, especially on the offensive side.
He played offense and defense for you last year now.
Yeah, he's still playing a lot of defense. And then we have senior tight end Ryan Burkhart, who's also a college prospect with several offers. He's about a 6'3", 225-pound tight end. So those two side-by-side are pretty tough. Then right now, the right guard position goes to Daniel Rush. He's about a 6'1", 210-pound guard with a lot of physicality. Daniel plays, he has two modes, stop and go. And he's really physical, comes off the ball well. It matters to him whether he, you know, gets his block right or not.
Yeah, his brother played last year for you on the line, and he was a big young man.
Yeah, and then at center this year is Peyton Waters. He's really put on a lot of size in the offseason in the weight room. He's around maybe a touch over 6 feet tall, around 240, 250 pounds. Left guard position is still up for grabs. We've been looking at three different players there. Tristan Rahan, Javion Holder, and possibly Lake Linton in those positions. So the jury's not out at that position yet. They're still competing.
That's good.
Yeah, and then the left tackle position is Rajon West. He's a little smaller tackle than we had last year. He's around 6'2", 225. He plays basketball and has great footwork. So he's an asset there on that portion of the line. So that's
well, 6'2", 225 is not little, Coach.
Yeah, so he's actually would have been the other tight end, but, you know, I don't need two tight ends right now, so he's at the tackle position.
Well, he could probably go that way if you needed him, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, he's a good – he can play about anywhere I need him on the front.
That's great. When I was up in the booth before the game with some of the Brunswick High, I was on – part of one of their radio shows talking about the Buccaneers, and there was a lot of comments while y'all were warming up about the size of our linemen. And I said, yes, we have got some size. What do you attribute that to?
The weight room and eating well.
Eating well.
You know, some of those guys, Peyton probably wasn't 210 last year, you know, somewhere around there. And some of those guys have really done well in the weight program, and they're eating. Mamas are fussing at me about buying them new clothes. And, you know, it's funny. We've got every day I aggravate the guys. I act like my watch is stuck every day, and when they come in the weight room, and we have a T-shirt. I have it on now. It says it's swole time. It means it's weight room time.
Weight room time.
Yeah. So we've really pushed the weights hard. Had a great off season until COVID hit. You know,
yeah.
We were really excelling there, and I think we were ahead of a lot of programs at that time, especially if you were a late program coming in. You know, with your off season work.
Yeah.
The weight room is going to, we're going to, you'll see a difference on the field in single A.
You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, that's the offensive line. What about your defensive line?
Defensive line, Azavon Lawton is a two-way player, plays nose. And then you have, backing him up, you have junior Jermaine Wilson, who's off Sapelo Island, Alan Bailey's nephew.
Okay.
We call him the Sapelo Soldier,
okay.
The Lone Soldier. So he's also plays on the defensive line, and you have a big freshman, Wayne McClenathan, who's going to be special to watch. Wayne is pushing the 6'1 mark, around 280 pounds. He's going to be something to watch in years to come and doing really well now for a freshman. Then our two other defensive linemen that are playing, Will Jones, who also plays fullback.
Mm-hmm.
Will is about a little over 6 feet tall, about 220 pounds, and is a mean joker on that defensive line. He's super fast. He's super strong. So he replaced Josh Amerson and has done a really good job. I think Will last week had a total of like 7-8 hits at tackles, a couple quarterback hurries, and a sack.
He did. I was watching him, and he was in that second half, he was like a madman on on defense over there.
He was, and then the other defensive lineman who also plays some defensive end outside linebacker for us is Javon Thomas. Javon struggled last year with doing things like he was supposed to. And this year, he's really, it's his senior season. He's done a great job. He's probably one of my more improved players. He likes what he's doing. He's bought into the weight program, and Javon is really fast. He's got a lot of reach, and he's going to be hard to handle in the pass rush.
Well, I noticed in the game, too, Brunswick High really wasn't pushing our linemen around so much. When their running backs got through the line, it was through a hole and not because our linemen were being pushed around.
Yeah, the one-on-one blocks we did really well with. Brunswick caught us a little tired and got up under our pads on some double teams and ran behind the double teams a few times on their bigger runs. But other than that, we'd give up 7 or 8 yards and hit them for a 2-yard loss, and we battled them most of the night. That goal line stand, Harold, in the fourth quarter was classic. That was David versus Goliath, and we won that battle.
We did, and then we took it down the field.
We did. That was encouraging. That's probably, like I told you earlier in the segment, that's probably the best our kids have looked in the two seasons I've been here. That intensity was what we've got to harness each week.
Yeah, it was a classic 2-minute drill, taking it all the way down the field and scoring with no more time on the clock.
Yeah, that was a neat way to end the ball game, wasn't it?
It was. I thought the ball game ended with no time, and we didn't get it in the end zone. And thankfully, there was a defensive penalty, which gave us another free play, and we were able to score on that.
That penalty, we made a big deal out of that because it was an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, and it would have been very easy for our kid to have retaliated. Mm-hmm. And he didn't. He sucked it up, and he took one for the team. Well, a game cannot end on a penalty. And because he didn't retaliate, we got that extra play and scored.
Which was good.
Yeah, it was good. Showed me we were improving in the discipline category.
And Johnson wanted those 4 yards, didn't he?
Yeah, he was pretty ill.
That was a great play. I was glad to see that. What else do you want to tell us about your linemen?
Well, on our defensive and offensively, we feel like we're pretty blessed. We have a lot of the kids are only playing one way, which is going to give us some depth. I wish Azavon would play one way, but he fusses about that, so he's trying to show me how he can play both ways.
Well, he did last year. He's a senior, and he loves to play. That's what you want. Kids who want to play for you.
We do have a rest for him when he gets tired, and sometimes he'll admit it, go get a breather, get a drink of water, then he'll head right back out.
That's great, Coach. All right, well, we'll be right back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go, Buccaneers!
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment is brought to you by I-95 Toyota and Jets Pharmacy. Well, Coach, we've talked about the other games so far, and I know that the week after the Brunswick High is a bye week, an off week for you, and then we get into the region schedule with Charlton County, and we go down to Folkston to play those Indians. What can you tell us about Charlton County?
Well, you know, Rich McCorder, their longtime coach, has gone on to another school, East Jackson. So they went through some growing pains last year. They were 1-9, which is very not like Charlton, you know.
No, it is not.
Great programs. So, you know, we've seen them one time on film. They played Brantley County, a team that graduated a lot of kids that we played last year. So they beat Brantley 39-0, and they threw the ball about 70% of the time. So we're going to see an air attack with a running back that's a running threat in the zone offense and a passing threat out of the backfield. So we'll see. see those guys in that capacity. Then their offensive line, they have two really big tackles. They're big and powerful, but they don't move quite as well as what we've seen the last 2 weeks. So our speed is definitely going to give them a hard time on that side of the ball.
Well, it sounds like a few things there haven't changed much for Charlton, because as I remember from when we used to play them every year, they always had a quarterback that could throw it and run.
Yeah, they still do.
Always had big linemen.
They still do. So they look more Charlton-esque, if you will.
I think it's Coach Russ,
he was a longtime Coach McCorder coach.
Okay.
I could tell he's been in the weight room, so they're definitely improved. They've not played the schedule we have early, but we've got to somehow translate that intensity over to this ball game and make it play at the speed we were playing at Friday night.
Coach, do you remember the last time we beat Charlton County?
I don't either.
I've been announcing Buccaneer games since about 1994, and I think it was in the early 90s when we might have beat them the last time.
I was here in 95, 96, and we haven't since I've been here. And they've had some good programs, so maybe we'll stop that trend here soon.
Well, we've had some great ball games against them.
Yeah.
For region championships and in the playoffs.
Yeah, in 1999, my first year as a head coach, they won the state championship that year. We had them beat going into the fourth quarter.
We did. It was a great ball game.
I personally have never beaten Coach McCorder's Charlton bunch, so maybe this will be the first.
Well, I hope so. That's what we're looking forward to. It ought to be a great ball game. How do they look in the skill position at the wide receivers and
the running
backs?
They're very talented in the skill positions. They run a really wide open offense. It's different than what I saw the first time I was here against Charlton. They throw the ball down the field well. Their short intermediate passing game is good. So they're very explosive. We're going to have to limit the big play. I feel like we're going to need to pressure them pretty well to have a chance to beat them Friday night.
Okay. What are the keys on offense for us against them?
They've hired Cook County's former head coach, and he runs a 4-2-5 defense. I've never lost to a 4-2-5, but he runs it a little differently than I've seen in the past. He really crashes the four defensive linemen to the inside, which invites you to bounce or run outside, where he's got some pretty good skill kids.
Okay.
So I think if we can stalemate those crash techniques, we can open up some inside lanes. And if we can't, then we're going to be one-on-one with some pretty good skill kids ourselves against their skill kids. Okay. So I like the matchup this week. The depth is the same. Skill kids are roughly the same. Line's roughly the same. So I like the matchup.
Okay. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. What other factors in the game? What's their kicking game look like?
They're struggling. We have an advantage right now in the kicking game. Seth Maxwell, our kicker, has a chance to be pretty good this year, and maybe in December at the recruiting fair to be recruited at a D3 NAIA level in college. Their kicking game, we should win that battle. So I expect them, if we're winning the field position battle, the only way to change that is come after a punt.
Right.
Our onside kick. So we have to be very aware of that if we're flipping the field with a kicking game. So if no offense is moving the ball, then the kicking game becomes vitally important.
Charlton is famous, too, for doing onside kicks, especially after they've scored a touchdown. They will do that. They'll watch your lineman on the previous kickoff, and if they see him turn their back and start running, you better watch out.
Yeah, so, that always scares me.
Yeah, me too. Is there anything else you can tell us about Charlton that we might need to look for?
Well, the game's down in Folkston, which that's a really good environment. So this will be the third week in a row our kids have played in a great environment. So I remember going down there and seeing one of the Bailey brothers. They're not going to welcome us down there too well.
No, they're not. And every time I've gone down to Folkston, the stands have always been packed.
Yeah, I think our kids.
And they're a rowdy crowd, and they
like
make a lot of noise. And it is a great high school atmosphere.
Yeah, we always schedule them, even scheduling back now when I came back to McIntosh. I enjoy playing good football teams, and they've always been a good football team. And heck, when we got back, Coach Jesse Cruz, their athletic director, was like, "Hey, we're going to schedule, right?" So I was like, "Sure, here we go again."
Is Jesse still down there?
He is. I think he's the girls' basketball coach and athletic director now.
Okay. Well, he's been there for a long time. But he's a good fan of good high school football, too. He's always been complimentary of our past teams, and yeah. He's always dreaded playing us, too, because he knows that our kids are going to go down there and give him the fight of their life.
You know, the other thing, that region is really strong in South Georgia, and ours is as well. So when we play Charlton County, we'll be able to gauge each week how they're doing in their region and have a measuring stick, which will be big for the playoffs should we match up with them in the playoffs.
Okay. Well, some of the fans listening might be wondering, well, what have we got coming up after Charlton County? We'll be on the road the following week after that, and where do we go then?
We'll be on our fourth road game in a row, which is, I think, the most I've ever done in my career. And this COVID rescheduling has killed me.
Yeah.
So we'll go to Bryan County. They're back down from Double A into Single A, so we'll go there. And then I think that's October the 2nd. And then October the 9th, we'll play our first home game against region rival Claxton, which was a pretty intense game.
That will be a very intense game. It was last year. Well, I'm glad we've got them here.
Yeah, it'll be the first home game. So everybody's worried about,
Pecan COVID. Grove. We don't want to go back up there.
Everybody's worried about COVID, stopping a ball game or whatever. So we have all the communities pushing. We're going to have rec league night on October the 9th, pink out night on October the 9th, and senior night on October the 9th.
Well, it's going to be a great night.
It ought to be a nice crowd.
Ought to be a great crowd. Well, Coach, we've run out of time. I want to thank everybody for joining us for the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster, and I'm signing off.
Thank you, Harold.
Thank you, Coach.